Well, here we are right in the middle of vacation season. And so speaking of vacations, here's Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a big trip planned for next year, though, don't you?
I do. You know, it's too nice to go away right now. So we'll stay in Michigan now that we have summer.
Right.
And we are taking a group of people to the South Pacific, Australia and New Zealand. We are going in high season, March 10th to the 27th.
Okay.
We're going to do 6 nights in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do 3 nights in Sydney and 3 nights in the Great Barrier Reef area.
Wow.
So two perfect destinations for Australia. Australians is a big country, as we all know. And what I love is we're doing the two major highlighted cities.
Mm-hmm.
Because my favorite part is then we fly over to New Zealand.
Right.
And we're going over to New Zealand and we're doing the North and the South Island. And that is going to be for... I think it's like 7 nights.
Okay.
So we're going to do all of that. We've got a group of 20 going. So we've got, I think, 8 seats left. I'm not quite sure yet,
okay.
But I think we have about 8 seats left, but I wanted to put it out there because it's one of those layaways, you know,
right.
it's in March. If you've thought about going to Australia and New Zealand, now's the time to go with us because the trip for two people sharing a room, it's under $7,900 a person. Now, there's some promos in there and early bookings in there.
Mm-hmm.
So probably right around $7,500, and that includes the air. So you're looking at,
yeah,
normally air is $3,000.
Right.
So you're really looking at a deal. If you're, you know, we were talking about a long flight. It's a long flight, but we're traveling with friends. We'll keep each other moving. We'll keep each other going.
Right. That is a long flight. I mean, let's just talk about that a little bit. How do you get to Australia from Michigan?
We're going Detroit to L.A., more than likely, maybe Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what airline. I'm pulling for Delta, of course.
Okay.
But you go Detroit to L.A., and then you fly right into Sydney.
Wow.
So it's a nice, easy flight.
Yep.
Long, yes. But like I told my husband, you just decide you're going to sleep, and you're going to sleep. It's,
mm-hmm,
it's long. But... it's that trip of a lifetime. It's that bucket,
right,
list trip.
Absolutely.
You're traveling with people. And we're also have the option of doing a 3 nights in Fiji.
Nice.
So if you've never been, you know, to that area, you can do the 3 nights Fiji as well. If you're that far, you might as well do it.
Absolutely.
As everyone's telling me.
Right.
I'm like, okay, we'll do it.
Cool.
But, you know, with these groups, we're going with Colette Vacations. And so if you are a past Colette group person, mm-hmm, or travel person, you do get that $150 off per person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of ways to bring that price down. But we are doing some really, really unique things while we're there. When we're in New Zealand, we're taking a boat ride out to an island and going to have dinner on an island. We're taking a gondola up into the mountains and we're going to have dinner up on a mountain edge. I mean, there's a few really unique things other than just the fact we're going to see the Great Barrier Reef. We're going to see Sydney and the Opera. We're going to see, you can now walk that bridge if you want to. I mean, there's really a lot of neat things you can do. A lot of tours included. If you want to upgrade to for business class, you can. If,
mm-hmm,
you have Delta Sky Miles and you got some points,
yeah,
absolutely. Let's use them to do some upgrading.
Sure.
And that, but I just want to let everybody know we're doing these tours so people can travel with friends from this area.
Right.
And some people are not comfortable traveling alone, and that's why I'm going. And we're going to take everybody through some great country. And I just want everybody to jump on board if you want to do Australia.
There better be kangaroos.
Oh, there better be kangaroos. my friend went, and she actually saw kangaroos like in the wild, like we see deer.
That's kind of how they are, yeah. Like, it's not unusual to spot a kangaroo in your backyard.
To me, it's just like, don't you have to go to the zoo to see that?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's where they live in Australia. Sounds like a trip of a lifetime. And again, it's going to be next March, and that's when their weather is like our late summer, right?
Absolutely. I booked this so we had good weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do the winter. I'm not going to do the off season. It's March 10th to the 27th. Those are the actual leaving days and arrival home days. That includes air. Right now, the price is $79.99. You'll save $200 off of that. Plus, if you're a past guest. So get involved in that. We've got, how many meals are included in this? Let me see. We've got 15 breakfasts, 3 lunches, and 8 dinners.
I mean, good grief. That's
a lot. And we're doing the Great Barrier Reef, I said, the Opera House, Auckland, Rotorua, Christchurch, Queenstown, a sheep farm, choice of different tours that are included.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some that you can purchase that are a little bit more unique. But we really have some great things included in this.
What's the price? What's the price?
It's under $7,900.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
With air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for two people, you could do it for $15,000.
Yeah.
And think about that. That's your air, your all your hotels, all your taxes, you know, all those meals that we talked about, and a lot of entry fees into the different parks, like the Opera House is included. The Great Barrier Reef Tour is included. I mean, those are things that you'd spend a couple $100 on alone just to get in.
And you've got like 7, 8, 9 months to pay for it.
Put down your
down payment now and start paying on that and go in March. I mean,
why not? I think everybody needs that little bit of a layaway when it comes to a bucket list trip.
Sure, absolutely.
And that's why I wanted to talk about it again. We talked about it a little while ago, but now I'm just like, okay, we've got to get this going because I want everyone to get the opportunity to go.
Absolutely. So if somebody wants to go to Australia with your group from St. Clair County, they would contact you at St. Clair Travel?
Yeah, St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163. All right.